from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Haynesville man is in jail after authorities say he shot and killed his sister in Lowndes County. 70-year-old Sammy Barlow is now charged with murder. He's in the Lowndes County Jail on $500,000 bond. An Alabama State University student has died from injuries in a shooting in Montgomery last weekend. Police tell us 19-year-old Alexis Moss was not involved in the argument that led to the shooting on Spruce Street. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating 5 reports of potentially severe lung disease involving e-cigarettes or vaping. The department is evaluating these reports and says it will release more information as soon as it becomes available. The CDC says 5 deaths have been confirmed across the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $24.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back in 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. I haven't heard a flute yet. I don't believe this is Jethro Tull.
You'll hear a flute.
I haven't heard it yet. They tell me, bam, 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 this is Jethro Tull. And I don't hear a flute. I refuse to believe it. Our number 272-9228, Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner.
Wait a minute. Yeah, well, not everybody has a nooner.
It's a daily scheduled nooner. Okay. You don't believe me? I mean, you're doing something at noon, right? Going to lunch?
Yeah.
It's a nooner.
Well, I'm leaving here at noon.
Right. So you got a nooner. You got to get in your car and go. I'm not talking about anything particular. What are you talking about?
A nooner is a...
What? No.
When you go have a nooner, you go and have sex during lunch.
What? What are you doing with your finger in the...
Well, I don't know about all that. Let's not go there.
We've never heard such a thing, Jack.
You're poking your finger through the okay sign. What does that mean?
Oh.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Oh.
Tough turn.
I've not heard that explanation.
Well, you don't have to hear it to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Let's see here. I got a China story.
China?
Listen. I know what I want to do. I want to do this. I want everybody to pay attention to me. I want you guys to do this too, because I did this last night. And I, for one, was disappointed in my results. I got to pull up this website here.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, dadgummit.
Already took it down, huh?
I hope not, because it was awesome. It's a hearing test, but you do it online. Yeah, here it is. All right, I'm going to play a sound. I'm going to play a tone. And when you hear this tone, I want you to raise your hands in the studio when you stop hearing the tone. Now, for you folks at home, this is about a 60-second test. It'll be a little bit less than 60 seconds overall. It will test your hearing.
Okay.
I did it last night. I'll tell you what age my ears are. I did my wife. She told her what age her ears were. But I'm curious what age your ears are. Tell me, raise your hands, gentlemen, when you can no longer hear the tone. It hadn't started yet, by the way.
Well, I hope not.
It has not started yet. hopefully it starts any moment, because this is terrible radio if it doesn't start soon.
Yeah, it's looking...
Come on, tone generator! Oh, man, I should have tested this earlier. This was going to be big fun.
Yeah, anyway. It seems that way.
Yeah, well...
Maybe you should go to the next story.
Well, I'll play it, and if it's just...
Nope, we're going to die with this bit, Jack. We're all in.
I'm not in, but... Because I can't hear thunder.
you were talking about somebody one time that works here, and I said, shh. You go, he can't hear thunder. I don't know why this isn't playing. It really bothers
me. Maybe it's going off and we don't hear it.
No, it's not. It's not.
Well, can we try this at home? What's it called?
It's the onlinetonegenerator.com.
Onlinetonegenerator, all one word, .com.
Yeah, I'll do it on my phone, and I'll do it through my phone instead of through the computer.
Well,
because I'm telling you, I want to hear when you guys say...
That you can no longer hear the sound?
Yes, because I was frankly stunned with how lousy my hearing is. Now, I've always had problems with my hearing, but I've never had that much problem with my hearing. Not that I'm aware of. Now, I do have a prescription for hearing aids, but I just don't wear them.
Is that true?
I've never had a problem with my hearing. I mean, I've been prescribed hearing aids, but, you know, I don't have a problem with my hearing.
I can hear. All right. Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when you can no longer hear it.
I can't.
Can you still hear it, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You can still hear noise.
Yeah, it's a loud, piercing tone.
Really?
I can still hear something, yeah. Even now.
No
way. It got lower, yeah.
It's going lower in tone? Or it's going lower in volume? You can still hear it now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He has a hearing of a...
Mm-hmm.
What are you, a bat?
No.
All right, now I can't
hear it. Now? All right, you and my wife were about the same at about 14,000 hertz. Jack was at about 5,000. I was about 6,000. At 6,000, you have the hearing of a 75-year-old man.
Oh, come on. I'm not that old.
You have the hearing of like an 80-year-old man. You're about 40, 42.
Well,
there
you go. Shocker.
Pretty cool.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was at 6,200, I think, something like that.
I always did good on those tests.
You were like at 14,500, though.
Well.
That's wild. I wonder how many other people stopped hearing it. I wonder how many dogs in the river region went, oh! Sorry about that, guys. Michael Flynn exonerated by a bombshell Department of Justice memo that was exposed during a hearing yesterday. It's funny we haven't heard about this on the news yet. Well, this is the news. We are the news. You know that? We are the news. People aren't the news.
It's true. We are the news.
A bombshell revelation barely noticed at National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's hearing Tuesday when his counsel revealed in court the existence of a Justice Department memo from January 30th, 2017, exonerating Flynn of any collusion with Russia. January 30th, 2017, exonerated any collusion with Russia. Now, the memo has not yet been made available to Michael Flynn's attorney. Her name is Sidney Powell. She's a fantastic lawyer. But it's part of a litany of Brady materials.
I was going to say, is this a Brady violation, Baron?
100% a Brady violation. A litany of Brady materials she's demanding from prosecutors. The memo's currently under a protective order. Powell's working with prosecutors to get it disclosed. U.S. District Court Emmett Judge, so taken by the existence of this, not only is he not going to sentence Flynn anytime soon, he's going to wait to determine whether or not he should be exonerated before doing anything else. He set a tentative December 18 sentencing date. Told the prosecution defense the sentencing date could be moved depending on the outcome of request for Brady material requested by Flynn. Sullivan also noted during
the hearing. Is he that real cranky judge?
Yeah. He also noted during the hearing the Brady order takes precedence over the plea agreement.
Correct.
Powell's likely going to seek to have the case dismissed for egregious prosecutorial misconduct.
And all he did was lie to the FBI, which ought to give you a damn courage award.
He may not have lied to the FBI.
Then they're just saying he lied.
Right. They just...
Comey.
Because we haven't seen the unredacted, the unchanged...
Was Comey still in charge then?
Yeah.
That lousy
January 2017 timeline is extremely significant. Why? Go back to James Comey's actions when he met with Trump privately and he wrote the personal memos that kicked off the three-year nightmare we've been living through with this Russian investigation. If on January 30th, 2017, the Department of Justice concluded Michael Flynn was exonerated and did not collude with the Russians, then why on earth did Comey not reveal that to Trump when he told Trump Flynn was an agent of Russia 14 days later? Could Mike Flynn be innocent and James Comey be guilty? He goes to the White House and tells Trump, oh, by the way, Mike Flynn is an agent of Russia. That was on February 14th. Supposedly, this Department of Justice memos from January 30th, under Comey,
so I've been
under McCabe, under whoever all the other people were, under Yates, I think at one point, may have been in charge at this point, that Department of Justice found... Not an agent of Russia. No collusion with the Russians.
No collusion. No collusion.
Yet, Comey goes to the White House and lies to the President of the United States. Then writes memos about it saying, why is he trying to cover for Flynn? Well, he's trying to cover for Flynn because your Department of Justice that you work at has concluded he's not an agent of Russia. Maybe Trump has a time machine and knew he wasn't an agent of Russia. It's a massive, massive problem. James Comey may be the dirtiest, nastiest human being.
Oh, he's horrible. And
Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom again. Sorry to bother you the second time.
Tom is back.
Bothering us? Come on.
Never bothered me a day in your life, Tom.
Did you find any more light bulbs?
Yes, sir. They're all red. I got red all the way in front of the motel, and then I got a green one for the starboard side of the where they pull in with their car.
That's right.
So they could tell the difference.
Green is right, and port is left, and it's red, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then white is. White is the aft. Is that correct?
Stern light. Yes,
ah,
sir.
Stern. My bad. Stern. Yeah.
While I got you on the phone, the hearing test, I can hear better than you and Jack. But Dave can hear better than me, and if he ever wants to join the Navy, they could use him as a sonar man.
Yeah, I think I break the height requirement for both ships, and I know I break it for submarines, so, you know, Navy was not really, you know, a thing for me. Couldn't be a pilot, unfortunately, either.
Sonar.
Well, it's good to know you can hear well.
It's true, it's true.
You hear like a 40-year-old man.
Well.
Hey, you know, when you do kids with that? They go so high that, like, the test stops and they can still hear it. They have ringtones for kids so that your parents don't know the phone's ringing. That's out of, like, everyone over the age of 40 cannot hear it.
Wow.
And it's a ringtone. It's just like a, they call it mosquito tones.
Wow.
Yeah. How about them apples? Learn new things every day on this program, Tom. We are a fact a minute over here.
We really are.
Yes, sir. You sure are. Take care of yourself.
Appreciate it. I should have named the ages as the tone went off and said, okay, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. But then people are going to feel bad. If you want to look at it, it's called the Online Tone Generator Hearing Test. Just Google that phrase, Online Tone Generator Hearing Test, and you'll find it. You'll find it.
I don't know if people call here really think that's Tom Baudet. Because he damn sure sounds like
it. It is Tom Baudet.
It is Tom Baudet.
Is it not? I asked him what his name was the other day. He said it's Tom Baudet.
Oh, okay.
Do you have information to lead me to believe it's not Tom Baudet?
Well, when he first called here that time, I said, you sound like Tom Baudet. And then I heard Tom Baudet on one of the episodes of, and I'm embarrassed that I listened to this, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is on NPR.
Yeah.
And Tom Baudet was like a guest on there one time, and this guy sounds just like him.
It is Tom Baudet. Mm. 18 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm going to leave you with a little ditty.
I don't like this song for
what? Jack, stop it. You're not really, you're just saying that.
No, I really, it's okay. I don't turn it off if it's on the radio, but I'm not crazy about it.
We'll be back.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jack is gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Than the sun.
I was just corresponding with a listener.
Yeah, the Bonnie boat was one.
as we sail into the mystic.
This listener told me he had gotten in touch with Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage today. This very day, this very morning, like during this program. And he was going to knock 15 years potentially off his mortgage. Or 12 years. He had 27 years left, and now he'll have 15. He'll knock. Can you imagine not making a house payment for 12 years? What that would feel like? Everybody knows that house payment. It's the worst moment of your life. So it's like that giant sucking sound, but instead of sucking jobs to Mexico, it's sucking money up to New York. The worst. Call Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. And what are you laughing at over there?
Ross Perot, that giant sucking sound.
Yeah, chicken plucking jobs. Anyway, call Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Get her started on your... Maybe she can knock 12 years off your payment. Maybe she can knock hundreds of dollars a month off your payment. Who knows? It's up to you. It's up to you. I'll be happy to recommend her. Very big fan. Very, very, very big fan. All right, our number, her NMLS number, 1586368, she's an equal housing lender. Our number, 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and Fred joins the program. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning. Jack.
Yes, sir.
Who listens to this show?
Everybody.
All right. You know, I like Tom Baudette, but there's another person that I have missed who is known in all 67 counties. Who is it that I'm missing that hadn't called in a while? The First Lady.
Well, I think she's been on a bender, but
well, that is the best and the funniest on the callers, I think, ever.
Well, she does need to call here. We need to put an APB out for the governor to.
So she's not the First Lady. She's the governor.
The governor. Okay, the governor. But yeah, the First Lady, that could be. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show and hearing Tom Baudette. Listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me Too, Jack. And Saturdays is a great lineup on NPR. Very interesting stuff. But I'm enjoying the show. Just wanted to say hello, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Fred.
You know why I know he's enjoying the show? Because he has a heartbeat.
Oh.
Everybody's enjoying the show. If you're not enjoying the show, you're dead.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's the way you can tell if you're alive or not. I got, you know, we had that online hearing test. I've got the online Are You Alive test. All I got to do is see are you enjoying the program or not. If you say no, then you're probably dead.
Really can't take you seriously with that headband.
I don't want my hair falling. And for whatever reason today, it's real flippy. And it keeps falling.
You ever heard about
eyes.
The haircut?
Well, yeah.
Easy. I need one, too.
Man's got a fine head of hair.
What, do you want me to be old and bald?
No, because I fear that myself. I'm already old. I just don't want to be bald.
Jack, if you're not bald yet, brother, I got good news for you.
Probably not going to be bald.
Probably not going to be bald.
It's true.
Usually, your hairline will start running away from your eyebrows at about 25 if you're going to be bald. By 30, 35, you know. I suppose it's possible. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you don't have any. You don't really have a fear you're going bald.
No,
I don't either. I got a nice little head of hair.
I ain't worried about it.
You're not going to get the old full moon there on the back of the crown, are you?
I don't believe so.
You know what I'm talking about?
Good thing for me is nobody could see it anyway.
That's a good point. Well, you got to sit down at church.
Yeah.
You ever look forward? You ever sit in the back and look forward and you see all those full moons looking at you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now that I've pointed out, you guys won't look at anything else in church. Your priest, you won't even know what your priest's name is by the next month. You'd be like,
I could offer that as a service.
All I can see are those silver discs looking back at me.
I can just tell people they're going bald. You know, you can just walk by me. I can just, you know, tell them, hey, did you know that?
You got a disc on the back of your head. It's called the skin yarmulke.
That's what they do with all the foreskin is they make those.
Oh, Lord. Jack. Could napping help you live longer?
Yes, I will guarantee you, you can.
Can napping make you live longer? A new study reports the occasional nap appears to cut the person's risk of heart attack, stroke, or disease, heart disease, in half compared with folks who never nap.
Half.
You know these people that are real proud that they don't nap? They're like, I do not nap.
They'll be dead next week.
Well, probably. Probably. More frequent napping provided no benefit. So once or twice a week is the key.
Hmm.
Everybody needs a Sunday afternoon nap.
It's true.
You put NFL on, it's kind of boring. You're watching the, you know, Raiders and Chargers. You don't care. Nice little background noise. You know what else can help you nap? Bowling. Put bowling. Go to,
yeah, between bowls.
Go to ESPN2 on a Sunday afternoon when all they show is bowling because they don't want to compete against the NFL. You can sleep through bowling all day. You could just right through bowling. Golf, like taking Xanax.
Oh, yeah.
Frequent napping actually had higher risk for cardiovascular disease. If you take more than two naps a week, higher risk for cardiovascular disease.
Because at that point, it's just laziness.
Yeah, at that point, you're just a sloth. Huh. 1 to 2 weeks can cut your risk in half. More than two can actually increase your risk of death. So, they looked at 3,500 randomly selected people in Switzerland, tracked their heart health for more than 5 years. About 3 in 5 said they don't nap. 1 in 5 said they nap once or twice a week. Same number reported napping 3 or more days a week. I will say these 1 in 5 that say they nap once or twice a week actually nap more than that. That's just all they'll admit to. It's like the guy who says he drinks once or twice a week. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I drink once or twice a week. I have 1 or 2 drinks each time.
Right.
Okay. You drink 40 drinks a week.
I was saying, that means you're blotto by 2 in the afternoon.
Daily.
Every single day of the week.
You mean you drink 1 to 2 drinks at lunch every day. And then you get drunk after.
Well, you know, 3 martini lunch, Baron.
Frequent nappers tended to be older men with excess weight and a tobacco habit. Reported sleeping longer at night than those who don't nap. Also reported more daytime sleepiness, more likely to have sleep apnea. Either of y'all got sleep apnea?
Nope.
I did, but I don't.
You got cured? How'd you kick that?
I mean, I lost weight. Mm-hmm. And
that knocked it out?
Yeah.
How about that? I didn't know there was a cure for that. Is that the cure? Losing weight?
It's
Did you wear a mask?
No, I didn't, and I probably should have.
You risked it? Like, you can die in your sleep.
I know. I weighed, you know.
Worse ways to go.
Than dying in your sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I want to hear? You know what I want to hear about funeral? They didn't know it hit him. Got him right from behind. Had no, I never saw it coming. You know, just walking down the road one day, meeting Jesus. That's
really?
It.
Yeah. You want that to happen?
I don't want it to happen, but if you got to go, I mean, ideally they'd say, yeah, he just got called up to heaven, right? Start flying through the sky like Superman. He was gone. Didn't even have to die. That would be the ideal way to go.
What is that joke about, I want to die like my grandfather, asleep, at the wheel, hitting a family head on?
Well.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. My man, Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, got a new website. Yes. Got a new website. Got a Facebook page. He is fancy pantsy. Heirloom Jewelers is killing it, my friends. Just killing it. One of the reasons is they've been giving people straight cash, homie. Straight cash, homie. When you walk in with jewelry, go to heirloomjewelersal.com. Heirloomjewelersal.com. And if you can't spell jewelers, join the rest of us. Google it. They've got some great, great stuff. They got an Edwardian diamond platinum ring on here. It looks beautiful. That would make some woman a very, very happy wife. They got an Edwardian diamond ring sitting right next to it. A vintage 2.31 carat diamond ring. Absolutely amazing. They got an Art Deco diamond platinum ring on here, an Art Deco diamond and sapphire ring, an Art Deco diamond ring right here. Great prices. You're not going to beat it. You can shop all over town. You are not going to beat his prices. You're just not going to beat his prices. Play Dave's favorite band here. Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road.
I thought you were queuing up Ringo and his All-Star Band.
No, your other favorite.
Oh, I used to have this album
I have it on vinyl. It's dynamite.
It's a great album.
I don't know why Dave doesn't like it.
Because it's not any good?
No, this is a really, really, truly amazing album. I've got the brown cover. They had two covers.
Really?
The brown cover's the original. They have a black cover, too.
You terrible hippies.
You don't like this album?
Not really.
Oh, it's terrible. We'll be back.
Thank you.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's sick of the heat, but really there's no significant relief in sight anytime soon. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, and again, those triple-digit heat indices, 100 to 105. Rain chances just about nil, maybe 10% at best. Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday, a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
All right, guys, 36 minutes after 11 o'clock.
You gotta help me make a stand.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Dave Mowry putting his hands out like,
what am I, cut glass?
Chopped liver over here.
Jeez, I know where I'm not wanted. Show up late one day. Next thing you know, you're not even a part of the program.
I'm just announcing who was here at 9:06.
Oh, okay.
That's true. You know what they say, if you're 1 minute late, you might as well not show up.
It's true.
No, that's not true at all. Please, God, don't let that be true.
That's what I used to do in high school.
What?
Late to class, just skip it. You only get some out of tardies or skips. Just whatever.
You're like, I wasn't going to be there when it started, so I just figured, why as well not.
I'm not going to learn anything anyway.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. That is the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Listen, Jim Jordan was on TV.
Guy that never wears a coat.
Yeah, he never wears a coat.
Never.
Why not?
It must be.
He has to wear it on the floor, but he doesn't wear it in committee meetings.
No, he doesn't wear it in committee meetings. He doesn't wear it in any interviews.
Must be hot-natured. Or you think he just looks like I'm a common man just going to work?
Because common man doesn't wear a coat.
Well, maybe he's hot-natured like I am. I hate wearing a coat.
What about this...
Look at my fat ass.
What about this Adidas tracksuit?
It's nice!
would you wear this?
You look like a corch.
I look like a what?
Corch.
Well, according to Dave, I look like I'm about to join the
Premier League. It's more the headband.
Well,
than it is the jacket.
Well,
I mean, it's only going to be 109 today with the heat index. So,
but it's never 109 in this room.
No, it's not.
No, it's like never minus 9.
I can assure you it's never 109 in here.
Which is great. I love coming up here.
Listen, the guy who used to wear a bandana around his neck and an arm sleeve is giving me a hard time for a headband, which has a functional purpose.
I'm not giving you a hard time. No, I like it.
Well, it my hair was falling down when I looked down
at my Premier League Baron.
it looks real chic.
You think so?
No.
Oh.
Jeez.
Never mind then.
Jeez.
I'm just not going to cover the story about Jim Jordan.
But now, in protest?
Yeah. Jim Jordan on Fox News is Sean Hannity and Greg Jarrett Monday night.
Greg Jarrett, I like him.
He's a solid American.
He truly is.
Yeah. Jim Jordan is telling people Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz will likely find all four Intelligence Surveillance Act warrants against 2016 Trump campaign aide Carter Page were obtained illegally, according to Representative Jim Jordan, top Republican from Ohio on the House Oversight Reform Committee. In April, Attorney General Bill Barr assembled a team of DOJ investigators to review controversial intelligence decisions made by the DOJ and FBI. He said he's reviewing the conduct of the investigation, trying to get his arms around all aspects of the counterintelligence investigation. But Jim Jordan, back at the time, said it's great news that they're going to be looking into how it started. That's something important. That's what they've been calling for. So he is now saying publicly he thinks that the conclusion from the Inspector General...
Well, but will there be any repercussions from it?
I'm starting to think there might be. Did you see the job approval numbers from women for Trump? 30%.
Jeez.
64% disapprove.
Of what?
Donald Trump's approval rating, 30-64. 30 approve, 64 disapprove.
Well, any working hard on that?
Eh.
No, yeah, they...
Don't need them.
I'd like to see the approve, disapprove of the job, and then the would vote for him versus... the
generic Democrat.
Yeah, because here's the thing. That's all driven by fatigue.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing about Trump is it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Did you see what he tweeted? Did you see what he said? Did you see what they said about
him?
This happened. This other thing happened. He said something. And it's just, I think it might be by design.
I do too.
Because I've just kind of turned, Baron will bring something up and I'm like, I didn't see that because I don't know what to do. Like, it's just, it's a constant drumbeat. I mean, the news cycle's 24 minutes now. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they got the thing from North Carolina last night, and, you know, there'll be something else today. You know? They fired your buddy the Walrus.
Good.
You know?
Good.
I bet John Bolton really likes Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Baron.
You think he does? I don't know.
Him and Cros got the same mustache.
Does Wilford Brimley still have that mustache?
See, it's kind of like when you guys talk about Comey, right?
Yeah.
I instinctively kind of like Comey. Because he's 6'9".
Yeah.
We got to stick together.
I know.
We got to stick together.
But he's a criminal.
Well, I know. I know. But
I mean,
you know
Jeff
what I mean?
Dahmer was 6 feet tall. I don't like him.
I'm just saying.
Who?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Anybody above 6'6", I kind of give him a pass.
Yeah.
What is that joke about?
We see eye to eye.
His mom goes to have dinner with him at his house, and he says something about, you know, Jeffrey, I just have to tell you this. I really don't like your friends. He says, well, move them over and eat the vegetables.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. Wow.
Did you see...
A lot of action.
Did you see the statement from... I think it was his... I don't know if it was his interviews or... Like his police interviews or whatever, where he just kind of... After he was caught, he was like, yeah, here's what happened. And just kind of detailed what happened. He went through systematically what happened with each person.
Oh, and remembered what happened to every person.
Ghastly.
And he told him about like the three or four times that they almost caught him, but was black, so you know. He's fine. He's just drunk. He had cut open a hole in his head and poured acid into it. That's why the guy was acting weird.
It was ghastly. It was awful, the things he was
saying. And his poor dad, they interviewed him, and he's like, we just don't know where he went wrong. I mean, it was kind of pitiful.
But didn't they find out he was killing animals at like age 8 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Then they figure that. Once you figure that out, your kid's ruined.
Yeah.
You know, they need serious medical intervention at that point. I don't know. You know who I really liked yesterday? I really liked Trey over at Chase Interiors.
Yeah?
He came in yesterday.
He's a great guy.
Talked to us. This guy is, he's got his head screwed on right. I'll tell you that. What did he say? He had this business 15, 20 years?
Something. Yeah.
Got experience in the business. He's not just, you know, this drywall installation or drywall repair. A lot of people claim to know how to do it. Not everybody knows how to do it, though. Not everybody knows how to do it right, to where it's seamless. It's flawless. Looks really, really good. He was talking about how to do ceiling repairs, how to do wall repairs. Trey over at Chase Interiors really understands the business inside and out. He understands the construction trade. He understands remodeling. He understands drywall and ceilings and walls. That's it. That's what he understands. He doesn't do other stuff. Probably could make a fine living doing some of that other stuff. But he wants to be the best at what he does. He wants to be the best at drywall. And that's why you need to... that's why you need to get in touch with them. 799-1502, 799-1502. You can check them out online, chaseinteriors.com. Chaseinteriors.com. You didn't get a chance to meet him. He's a nice guy.
No.
Great guy.
Yeah, we'll be back.
With someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The feedlot in Pike Road.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gonna break away just to wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her
right, guys, welcome back in. 13 minutes before the top of the hour.
Count the stars.
I was talking to my man over at Auburn House Wash the other day, Spencer Mann.
I always think you're going to say Auburn Housewives.
The Real Housewives?
Yeah.
Different Lee business.
Right.
Totally different business. Auburn Housewives sounds like a really cool business, but this is Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash. They come out and they wash your house. I mean, it's amazing what they do. They wash your house. Top, bottom, sides, all of it. No, not the bottom. You can get under the foundation and wash it. But, you know, the walls all the way down to the ground. They can do patios and walkways and driveways, and they can do your deck. They can get everything spick and span. Everything looks brand new. Really, really cool what they do over there. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH. I say, but Spencer, where'd you come up with the name? He said, I'm based in Auburn. I wash houses. Oh, auburnhousewash.com. That makes sense. I said, why didn't you change it to Montgomery House Wash when you broke into the River Region a few months ago? He said, because I'm already Auburn House Wash. I said, well, that's a great answer. But you can call them. Local number, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com, or find them on Facebook. You're going to love it. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Jack Campbell, Brenda. I said, Brenda.
Hello.
Yes, I was calling in to give a shout out to Trey at Chase Interior.
Yes.
I live in Del Rayda, and my house is plastered. It was built in 54. And here about a month and a half ago, I was sealing in the kitchen. The plaster cracked.
Oh, no.
And some of it had started to fall.
Oh, no.
And then it developed two or three more huge cracks. Well, I called, and there are no plaster men to be found in Montgomery. I mean, they are a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I listened to your advertisement, and I called Trey. And he came over, and he gave me an estimate, which was a fair estimate, and came in and did a beautiful job.
Isn't he just a peach?
He is. I mean, we're going to have a house painted again, probably in about 3 years. So he will be the one that I will get to come over and paint. But this ceiling is just perfect. And he replaced that, the plaster with the, drywall?
Yeah. Drywall, yeah.
Yeah. He replaced the ceiling and it painted it, put a new molding, around the top, and it's so pretty. You cannot find an imperfection anywhere in the ceiling. So kudos to Trey and kudos to Jay Interiors. And one more thing I want to say about Trey. That was the neatest repair job that we've ever had done at the house. He cleaned up every day. I had nothing to do when he left. He had cleaned everything up.
Yeah, he said that's one of his specialties, is he wants to leave everything exactly like it was when he got there, or better.
And he did. So, you know, I highly recommend Trey at Chase Interior.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
I want to tell you all, I really enjoy listening to your show.
Well, we really enjoy
calls. Have you ever called?
This is my first time calling.
thank you.
Well, thank you, Brenda.
Do an excellent job on the phone, Brenda. Don't be a stranger. Thank you. We like anyone who likes us.
You know, I thought it was interesting. She said she couldn't find any plastered men in Montgomery, but, you know, we were just talking about the three martini lunch, right?
And the three of us.
I can assure you there are plastered men available if you're looking.
I really do remember the three martini lunch.
I always heard two martinis was plenty.
Well, they're an ample sufficiency, believe me. If you want to take it one more step. Where it's questionable to drive, have that third one.
I heard they were like breasts. One's not enough and three is too many.
That's right.
Yeah.
Our number 27292. I heard a good joke. Someone sent me a good joke.
Yeah?
About, I got to find it. I got to pull it back up. About why Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't eat vegetables.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Can't pull him up the stairs. Can't get the wheels up the stairs.
You know what? What's the
serial killer humor is premier humor.
Oh,
there's a Dorothy Parker line about martinis. I like a good martini. Two is better than most. Three, I'm under the table. Four, I'm under the host. Thought that was pretty funny.
That's pretty good. That joke's pretty good.
Yeah, it joked pretty good, don't it?
You ever heard of a dark store? I'd never heard of this phrase before.
No.
I'd never heard of this story before.
What?
You know who the new director of policy strategy and general counsel is at the Alabama Policy Institute?
Well, that's a book.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Do you know who the director of political strategy and the general counsel at the Alabama Policy Institute is? Mr. 47 Clients himself.
Oh yeah, but that's not new.
I just didn't know he was there.
Who is it?
State Senator Phil Williams.
Yeah, Phil.
Oh, him.
With his 47 consulting clients.
Yeah, that he got after being a state senator.
Yes, never had one before. The Alabama Department of Revenue is helping small Alabama communities and cities and counties pay for legal help over property disputes with big box stores who, in theory, want to pay less under something called the dark store theory. And what they say is, if I run a big, I'm just going to name a random store, Walmart. Everybody knows what Walmart is. You know, mm-hmm. The one on Chantilly right there. The city of Montgomery, the county, and everybody, they'll go tax it, property tax, based on the value as an operating ongoing concern.
Mm-hmm.
Dark store theory says, well, if we leave, the value would be a tenth of that. Because big box stores that are vacant are terrible. They're blights. They run down property value. So we only want to pay you property taxes based on what it would be if we weren't operating a store. Just on what the guts of the store is itself. And they're having that fight. It reminds me of present use.
Yeah.
Current use.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? They're saying, well, we don't have a gigantic condo complex right here. We don't have a gigantic industrial park right here. We could, but we're using it for farmland. We're growing trees. And we're only going to let you tax those trees every 25 years or so. But it reminds me of that. I'm going to keep an eye on this. Because Alabama certainly doesn't need to let people just not pay taxes.
Correct.
I pay taxes.
I mean, like...
I mean, I could pay my taxes.
A bunch of hooey.
What would my house be worth if it was abandoned? You know, a third of what it is? So I'm gonna pay taxes based on abandonment status? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just because you're a multinational corporation doesn't mean you can bully our cities. I hope they lose.
Me too.
More evidence Trump is winning the trade war 5 minutes before the top of the hour. China has waived tariffs on 16 types of U.S. goods in a latest attempt to sweeten the trade deal. They're removing the 25% tariff on 16 types of U.S. exported goods for 1 year, including cancer drugs, lubricant oils, and a handful of chemicals which China either doesn't produce or can't easily replace from other countries. Lube.
Well,
lube made the list. What's going on in China? Having those three martini lunches.
Well.
Soybeans and pork, major agricultural items, not on the list. But Donald Trump winning the trade war. Winning the trade war, people. I know Joey disagrees, but he's wrong. Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. The biggest shroom research center in the world, now located inside the United States. Only took 20 years. Roland Griffiths, who'd been researching the health effects of psilocybin, the psychoactive ingredient in magic mushroom since 2000, announced the formation of the Center for Psychedelic and Consciousness Research at, you know where it is?
Johns Hopkins
University. Good for them. First facility of its kind in the United States studying dope. Actually, it's not the first studying dope, but the first studying old magic mushroom.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
They're having a moment. They got the legalization out there in Denver, right? Or the non-pro, you know, whatever they did.
Yeah. Non-prosecution.
Right? And then now they're having a... Johns Hopkins is a venerable research university.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a very, very sophisticated place.
I've got a list here of mascots that are under scrutiny that may be leaving soon. Have you seen this list?
Oh, yeah.
The Colonials?
Right.
The Colonials? The George Washington University Colonials is on the chopping block? Because the campaign launched to replace it said it has a deep connection to colonialization?
Right.
You mean like America?
Right. The colonizers.
The Pioneers at the University of Denver?
Yeah.
This has gotten out of control. The guy is wearing a raccoon hat. They call him Denver Boone. It's kind of cute. I don't know.
My favorite really is the Colonial, though, at George Washington University, located where? In Washington, D.C.
He's literally a colonialist.
But, I mean, my God, that we have a mascot that portrays him.
I'd have gone with generals, but that's just me.
That would have been pretty good. Would have been bad.
General Washington.
But he didn't actually become a general.
Yeah. What?
He was just named a general.
Oh, yeah, but it was all different back then.
Yeah, he didn't go through general school and all that.
Well, they didn't have general school back then.
He was a general like 28 years old.
Remember, what's his name? Benedict Arnold. He tried to give the English West Point, you know? We didn't even have a West Point back then. Yeah. How'd you go to general school, Baron?
This is the one I think's the most outrageous.
If it's the Bulldog, somebody's going to die.
Prospector Pete, the 49er.
Yeah.
Well?
Cal State Long Beach's longstanding Prospector Pete. It's just a guy in a gold necklace.
No, doesn't it?
Is it Snoop Dogg in a gold necklace? I mean, you say Long Beach, I think Snoop, right?
I think I went through this list last week.
Wait. They could go with the Regulators.
yeah, that could be good.
See?
Instead of War Eagle, they say Mountain.
Look at the prospector.
I'm good at this game.
All right.
Who does he remind you of? Especially if you put a straight bill cap on his head.
I don't know.
With the chain?
Randall.
No!
Come on, it was right there when he said straight bill cap.
Look at it.
Kind of.
The president of the university said the Prospector Pete represents a time in history when the indigenous peoples of California endured subjugation, violence, and threats of genocide.
Dude. The Spanish conquered California in like 1520. I think the indigenous people had enough by 1849.
They're living so good under the Aztec regime, too.
Now, what about the Wyoming Cowboys? One professor said the word cowboy invokes a white, macho, male, able-bodied, heterosexual, U.S.-born person.
That's pretty good to me.
Wait. Wait.
Jack is in, baby.
And you're saying this is in Wyoming?
Yes.
Well, now I can see why they don't want it, because nobody there is like that. Wait, it's the entire state.
White, macho, male, able-bodied, heterosexual, U.S.-born person.
But Baron, I saw last week that like half of cowboys were black and Hispanic.